friends, Pacificats, comrades at heart. Listen up. I've uncovered a story so nefarious, so horrific, so evil that it can hardly be believed. But it is happening, or my name isn't Scoop. I'm referring to a plot designed by Donald Trump and his cabinet of con artists. That group of jolly old men, fresh from the 1950s, and determined to drag us back there. Anyway, along with a few millennial friends, I was able to crack into their computer files, and there I discovered that the Trump gang actually does believe in climate change. That's right. And furthermore, they believe it can be caused by human activity. And further, even more, they are trying to use climate change to accomplish their goal, which is total domination of the United States and the world. Let's get real here. These men are not digging up the remaining fossil fuels of planet Earth in order to make money. This fat cat cabinet already has enough money among them to purchase South America. The real reason they are pushing the fossil fuels is because they want to create more global warming, and their ultimate goal is to cause sea levels to rise higher and higher until the major cities of the east and west coast of North America, the liberal democratic havens, will all be flushed away. The Trump gang can then just sit back and rule the world from their ranches in Texas and Arizona, which by then will have become beachfront property. That's right, friends. No need to make plans to go to the beach, because pretty soon the beach will come to you. And that is The Scoop, friends, dedicated to telling the alternate truth. The ultimate truth. But seriously, friends, these are difficult days in the Republican. To keep us from despair, to keep us from falling into bitterness and hatred, we must continue to celebrate the life that brought us. And if we truly want to become agents of transformation, we are required to practice love. And so I humbly suggest that we all celebrate St. Valentine's Day like never before, and that we pay joyous tribute to everybody's favorite four-letter word, and that is food. No, just kidding. No, just kidding. The word is love, and yes, I want you to love me do. You know I love you. And on Valentine's Day, we mostly celebrate one kind of love, the ever-popular romantic love that you fall into and will break your heart and that you moon, spoon, croon, loony tune, and go to ruin for, and sigh and cry and want to die for, which all sounds kind of painful. But it's a great ride, and there are few among us who will refuse it. But there are other kinds of love that we don't talk about on Valentine's Day, such as the big love, the love that reaches out to everybody. It's the love inside the Hindu greeting Namaste, which means I honor the divine within you, the essential light that shines through all our quirky personalities. And even though this can be a difficult kind of love to feel, it can be practiced. There are meditation techniques and prayers that can teach us how to pump up and radiate our love vibes, allowing us to play in the Olympics of love. For instance, the great Hindu spiritual leader Ram Dass has an altar in his home that includes a picture now of Donald Trump. Can you do that? Can you send love to that man? I dare you to try it with me now. Just conjure up an image of Donald. And if you look closely, what you might see is a very sad man, a hungry ghost whose father scorned him and whose lust for wealth and power can never be satisfied. So at least you might feel some pity or compassion for Donald. And then look at pictures of Mitch McConnell or Steve Bannon. Can you send them some love? Remember, they did have mothers, we presume. And they might even have some friends. And just maybe, if we all send them some love, they will feel it and be moved. And maybe then they will stop being such nasty, mean-spirited, selfish, horrible, brutish, fascistic, murderous, creepy, slimeball a-holes. Well, I guess I need more practice. But wait, friends, there's still another kind of love, the oceanic love that includes all of creation in its heart. As the poet D.H. Lawrence wrote, what a catastrophe, what a maiming of love when it became merely between persons and was taken away from the rising and setting of the sun. This oceanic love was also well expressed by the great Chilean poet Pablo Neruda when he wrote an ode to his socks. This is the kind of love that pays attention to the earth and the seasons and embraces all of life and even death. This is the mystic's love for creation, just the way it is, perfect in its imperfection. As a great Hindu sage once said, wisdom tells me I'm nothing, but love tells me I'm everything, and in between the two, my life flows. That's the kind of love to go for, friends. And if we would all practice that kind of love, it would mark a revolution of the human spirit and would change the world forever. And this is Scoop sending off this Valentine to all my lovers out there. You know I love you. Reminding you to stay high, but keep your priorities straight. And if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own.